It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlanta's Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. Yes, it is another morning on a Sunday, and we're here live like every Sunday morning to take your calls, your questions, 404-872-0750. Where do all the jobs go? So Amazon, Whole Foods, this destruction of the world that we know it, part two. Last week, we talked about this giant landmark merger between Whole Foods and Amazon, creating just havoc in the grocery industry. Amazon's already created havoc in every other retail space. And the question really comes back to, and this is the bigger picture, long-term, what matters to you and me as an investor, is does the economic pie get bigger? So often, Warren Buffett falls back on pretty much one simple argument, which is, hey, the economic pie gets bigger no matter what happens. Wars, floods, terror attacks, famines, feasts, you name it, we eventually get bigger, grow, companies do better, earnings go up, stock market goes up over time. But that only works when you have an economic pie that continues to grow. So you need population growth for that. You need productivity growth for that. You need, to some extent, you do need innovation for that, because productivity is part of that economic equation that makes companies more profitable over time. Remember, the stock market is not a measure of what companies earn this year or last year. It's about what they will earn in the future. So the economic pie has to get bigger in order for you and I to stay confident enough to be investors. And that's why we are big picture here on the show, to understand if that's going to continue to happen. I'm a very, very, that is what keeps me up at night. Will we continue to be a bigger, better, faster, stronger, broader economy in the future when my kids are my age? And so that's what we're going to focus in on again today. And that comes into question when you see this phenomenon that fewer and fewer publicly traded companies, remember the sentiment I wrote about a year ago about the shrinking stock market. The Wilshire 5,000 used to be 5,000 stocks. Today, it's closer to 3,000. Why? Well, you get things like AT&T buys Time Warner. Well, those are two giant companies. Now it's just one super giant company. Well, Amazon buys Whole Foods. That was one mega giant company and a giant company. Now, again, it's just another one mega giant company once that merger happens. So not only does the stock market shrink and more power going into one or two or three companies versus 10, 11, 12 companies, but we also see this shift of innovation that takes away jobs, or does it? And that's what I want to talk about today. As we go from a farming economy, and you've all heard this back in grade school, well, it used to be 42% of the economy, 42% of jobs used to be agriculture. That's the year 1900. Fast forward to the year 2000, that number comes all the way down to 2%. Did the economy slow down? Did it go away? Did it whittle away? Did it wither away? The answer was absolutely not at all. It just changed dynamically and it evolved. And those farming jobs, they went away, but they went elsewhere into other parts of the economy as the economy broadened and expanded out. But the question remains, does that happen again over the next 10 and 20 and 50 and 100 years? We don't know. But at least I'll give it my best shot to really look objectively at the changes that we're faced and what it means for you and I as investors, because that's we've got to continue to grow. That is the, if there's one thing that needs to happen for you to leave your 401k plan invested, we've got to have a decent outlook in the world, as particularly right here in the United States. So I want to talk about that today. Does the Amazon Whole Foods, does it destroy? Let's talk about the destruction that it creates, because there's certainly destruction, but then there's this there is creation as well. So it is creative destruction. Let's talk about both sides of that today. It also leads into this concept where I touched on last week called the singularity, which is effectively a bad word for an unruly mathematical formula that gets out of our control and effectively runs rampant, and all of a sudden the equation is no longer, quote, friendly. And that could happen in the world of technology. It's forecasted in some respect to happen, where computers, machines, artificial intelligence effectively get so smart and so dominant that they just take over everything. And we can start to see it a little bit in jobs and the worry that you and I face on a daily basis, particularly if you've got kids. You think to yourself, man, what are my kids going to do when they grow up? Are there going to be any jobs left? So that's what I want to talk about today. By the way, good morning. Welcome to Money Matters, the number here in the studio. And I'd love to hear from you, answer your financial questions. If it just relates back to you and your company and your plan at work and your 401k or your 403b or the TSP account that you have as a government employee or a teacher, or it's a 403b account, then I'm happy to talk that through with you this morning. Maybe it's a pension or a lump sum question. How that relates back to you. What choice do you make? Do you take the monthly amount? Do you take the monthly amount for the rest of your life? Do you buy an annuity for the rest of your life so that you're guaranteed some sort of income? Or do you invest the money on your own and create your own pension or your own retirement account? Or do you do a combination of the two? And these are the issues that you and I face every day. And we've got to make these decisions. We're here to be a neutral third party objective answer for you on a Sunday morning. So good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. This is pretty heavy topical stuff for us, and we're happy to be here. So the number again in the studio, 404-872-0750. Phone lines open, 1-800-WSB-TALK for all of our friends in Texas, California, Washington, Michigan, North Carolina, my alma mater state, and of course, home state of Pennsylvania, where I wonder how busy the King of Prussia Mall is today. If you're listening from Pennsylvania, I'd love to know, because we've talked about the death of retail for months now, the Amazon effect that now is going from retail shopping, clothing, let's say, into grocery shopping, which is the topic of today and the topic that we're going to discuss around the dinner table, to, hey, nobody goes shopping anymore. You would not see that, or you would not know that if you lived in Atlanta, because I went to Lenox Mall yesterday for the first time really in 2017. I just haven't had to go to the mall, and I dread the mall, probably like a lot of you out there, particularly if you're a parent. You're thinking to yourself, oh, man, it's just so much trouble to get there, and there's so much traffic, and then you continue to read stories, oh, Americans aren't shopping anymore, and I haven't been to the mall for a long time. I had to go to the Apple store to get something, and I said, you know, I'm just going to, rather than it gets shipped, I needed something to get done. And I said, you know what, why don't we just go to Lenox for the first time, really in 2017. And I got there pretty quickly until I got about two blocks from Lenox. And then it took me 20 minutes just to make my way into the parking lot, find a spot, and get into the mall. And I reminded myself why I haven't been to the mall for months and months and months now. So we finally get a spot, and I'm thinking, okay, Macy's is having the most trouble of any store. Where could I maybe find a parking lot? Well, supposedly nobody goes to Macy's anymore. If you look at the stock, it's been a complete disaster. There's no more traffic at Macy's anymore. Nobody shops there. So I thought to myself, hey, why don't we go park next to the Macy's? Maybe we could at least find a spot there, to no avail. So we still couldn't even find a spot next to Macy's. Finally, underneath a dark cavern in one of the parking levels, I found the spot. It was just me and Luke Moss. Luke Moss is here with me today. And we get out, we go to the mall. He goes, Dad, what is this place? This doesn't look like the Apple store. I said, no. Remember, this is the mall. He said, well, what's this place called Mackey's? And I said, what are you, oh, Luke, it's Macy's. It's not Mackey's. He said, well, why are we going into Mackey's or Macy's? Because the Apple store, you can eventually find your way through. So this is a child, he's 7 years old. He doesn't even understand the concept of the mall. So maybe in 20 years, when he's 27, he'll have absolutely no thought to ever even go to the mall. He doesn't even know, he's not even growing up how it works. So maybe we do have a problem with malls in the future, but there is not a problem today. That place is so crowded. There are so many people in so many stores there. Lines in every place I've gone. The American consumer is not even remotely dead, at least not here in Atlanta. Maybe the King of Prussia Mall, but not in Lenox Mall. So what happens then to all the jobs? So we're talking Amazon, Whole Foods, this merger. It gives night sweats to more than just the grocery industry. It's retail too. But are all retail jobs in jeopardy? think about what could change. So we've already said retail jobs could go away. So instead of you ordering a cheeseburger or a Big Mac, it can now be on an iPad screen and you do it manually as you drive through, and then a machine delivers it to you and you put your card in an ATM. There's no one left manning the store except video cameras. Industrial jobs. So think about how complicated it is to drill for oil or to understand the geology of a space. Well, isn't that just going to be all computer jobs? Energy. Media, for that matter. So, yes, we still need to create shows, but is that going to be CGI for the rest of our lives? I know that there's technology today that's working on effectively a new way, if you've seen Avatar, where instead of having Avatar-like or computer graphic-like characters, the technology in 10 years may be so good that we can create our own movie that looks like it's filmed with real-life people. Some sort of light refractory technology through film, effectively digital film. So could we just outsource, we don't need Tom Cruise anymore. We have his likeness in a 360-degree computer-generated digital format. We can just make him do whatever he wants to do over the next 50 years. He doesn't even have to age. So does that go away? Effectively, does everything get technologically pushed out into obscurity, just like farming jobs did? We went from 42% down to 4% over about 100 years. These are the scary things that we have to face with. This is scary stuff. So as a proxy for this, let's look deep into the future of the grocery industry. Let's look at jobs and stores and creative destruction. I am still fascinated by this whole consumer economy we live in. It's changing at light speed. Last week, we talked about the Amazon Whole Foods merger. I gave you a prescription why Kroger's of the world, they don't need to go out of business. They can easily combat them. This week, I want to spend some time thinking about the creative destruction that's going to take place in this $600+ billion industry. You're listening to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here every Sunday morning. Stay tuned for more Money Matters right here, News 95.5, AM 750, straight ahead.
Now back to Wes Moss and the money and investing advice you need.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Money Matters, WSB Radio. Today, what we're really talking about here is, and there's not a person in America, if you are listening, you have at some point thought about and worried about the fear of technology replacing you. Maybe if you're completely retired, you're not worried about it, but even then, you're still worried about your kids and your grandkids. Hey, what are they going to do when they grow up? It's the same creative destruction that's always taken place that we're worried about today. For the week, S&P 500 up just, let's call it, a fraction. The Dow was effectively flat. The NASDAQ was up a bunch, almost 2%, after it's taken a hit in the last couple of weeks. Kroger stabilized. So last week, remember, we talked about the death of all these grocery stores. Kroger is the proxy for that, largest grocery store, pure play grocery store in the United States, down tremendously on the week. This week up about 1%. So let's call that stabilization, but didn't happen for Target. Target's still down 3.5% on the week. Costco down 6% on the week. And the trend in the other direction, who's eating everyone's lunch? Amazon, of course, up about 1.5% on the week. So the trend to some extent is continuing here, this fear of retail going, as we know it, going away. Grocery shopping, as we know it, going away. What happens to those jobs if these stores start to shrink away? We're going to talk about the Luddites when Money Matters returns. We're going to talk about this evolution of jobs in a technologically-based, singularity-based economy. So stay tuned, and your calls and questions right here on Money Matters, News 95.5, AM 750, WSB.
Today,
it's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here on a Sunday morning. By the way, the weather drying out today. Only a 10% chance of rain. High of 85. Low tonight, 67. More of the same Monday. Sunny skies. High of 84. Low of 62. Weather brought to you by Shoemate. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. Amazon, Whole Foods, creative destruction of jobs, the singularity, all the topics that probably worry most of you. If you're a parent, grandparent, you're worried about your kids and the future of the economy, what do we do over the next several years or the next couple of decades? Or do jobs just go away? Are we going to see in all of retail and the service economy and the consumption economy that we have here in America, the 70+% consumer-based economy, does that just go away like farming jobs did or agriculture went from, if you go back to the year 1900, 41% of jobs were agriculturally based. Today, they're 2%, or by the year 2000, it had gotten down to 2%. Fortunately, those jobs went somewhere else and the economy evolved. The question is, will it do it again? Or will technology just completely replace all those jobs with no place to go? And that's the fear, of course, I think that so many of us have if you really think through this equation. So let's talk this through. Let's look at the future of how the grocery industry, as an example, could dramatically change and whether it adds jobs or reduces jobs. Do we have a net plus or a net minus in the future? So this is creative destruction, and it's always taken place in the modern economy. We fear technology because we think it's going to replace us. And it's going to replace my skill set. You've all thought about it. You've all worried about it if you're an American. And this goes all the way back to the English. It goes back to the Luddites in the early 1800s. They were a group, you've probably heard of this. They were a group of English textile workers. They protested the use of machinery. Their take, and they weren't exactly anti-technology for the same reasons we are today, but their take was that it would have a negative impact on their job and the environment that they worked in a variety of ways. But the term Luddites has become to mean this anti-technology, anti-automation movement. So as a society, we've been worried about this automation process for hundreds of years. Again, 1900, 41% of the workforce employed by agriculture. By 2000, it was 2%. Automated machinery is the reason why farming jobs have gone away, because a few people with giant machines can do all the work that it took 41% of the population to do over 100 years ago. So we have better seeds, modified seed technology, irrigation, giant combines that can do the work of 40 plow horses in a fraction of the time. But these jobs, they were absorbed over many decades as our economy evolved. Think about I'm going to give you an example that's a little more recent. Think about ATMs, automatic teller machines, introduced in the 1970s. Between 1995 and 2010, ATMs quadrupled. They went from, there were 100,000 ATMs, and that went to 400,000 ATMs. And that was supposedly going to be the death of bank teller jobs. Well, now you can do almost everything in an ATM. Bank teller jobs are going to go away. It didn't happen. During that period of time, 1995 to 2010, bank teller jobs actually increased from 500,000 to 550,000. So we actually added 50,000 bank teller jobs during that period of time when ATMs went from 100,000 to 400,000. Two things happened. So first, cost to operate branches went down. Technology evolved, so it was cheaper to run a branch. And that actually led to more branches getting opened. And tellers then shifted from just taking orders to becoming relationship managers. So that particular job evolved in the level of service back to the end client. And because they had more time to function because ATMs freed up the time. So again, if you think of it, well, it makes sense. Well, I'm going to have these machines that take my job, so I'm going to lose my job. And now all of a sudden I have less to do, but if I that now add more value in the service that I potentially, or unlock some potential that I wasn't offering before, Maybe that job expands just like it did here with ATMs. So higher skill, more involved, more intellectual utilization. And the industry in general has evolved to some extent. Now, could automation and computers take over all the jobs? Everything in the next 50 years. All, let's call it about 160 million jobs right now in America. The answer is it could. It absolutely could. And let's say that, yes, half of all the jobs go away from just like in farming, half of all of our jobs go away. So we lose 80 million jobs. Or we lose them in some way, shape, or form. And I'm talking about the current jobs that you and I know as of today. Let's say, sure, half of them go away. 80 million jobs are no longer the same job it was today in 20 or 30 years. But is it possible, in that same period of time, we lost 80 million jobs, is it possible that we also create 100 million new jobs? The answer to that may very well be yes as well. And that's what I want to walk you through about what could happen over the next decade or so in this one very important industry, your food, the grocery business. So again, I tested out a couple of these. And I've, again, last week we talked about part of the reason I don't think the Krogers of the world go out of business is because there's this prescription of survival right under their nose. It's already happening. It's been happening for years. It's not brand new. It's several years old. The Instacarts of the world, the ships of the world, spelled S-H-I-P-T. I did an entire Moss grocery list experiment to see how good it was, by the way. And it was pretty phenomenal. I mean, I did a full-scale entire grocery list. From kale to hamburger meat to dinosaur chicken nuggets. I even scanned things in the pantry like Jack Link's beef jerky that I thought maybe they won't have this. LaCroix, peach-flavored LaCroix water. Do they have every single thing I want on the app and can I get it? Salad, frosted mini wheats, vanilla extract, cheese, peaches. Pink Lady organic apples. Those are my favorite apples. I wanted every single thing on my list that I would normally get if I went to the store. And they were 80 for 80. I wanted 80 things, shipped, got all 80. About $290. It's a big Moss grocery, like a full week of grocery shopping. And it was perfect. It came perfectly. It came about 2 hours after I did it. No mistakes. Because it took a person, by the way, to accomplish it. I'm going to call that person Raina. She's 32 years old. Very cool. Had some tattoos. Super friendly. Pep in her step. Just made the whole thing work. She told me that she loves to grocery shop. And she does 6 to 8 of these full-scale shopping orders a day. She does it full-time, by the way. She's a full-time, personal, on-delivery, on-demand, customized grocery shopper. She loves it. And she gets paid by Shipt, S-H-I-P-T. By the way, I want to have the CEO on at some point here on the show. And she gets tips, and she deserves them. So I look and I start reading more and more about Shipt and Instacart. They have something like 5,000 some shoppers. 5,000. That's a real number in this personal delivery economy. And that number is going to go up. And could this be this creation of an entirely new job that didn't even exist 10 years ago? Oh, I'm a personal grocery shopper. Excuse me, what? No, today we're talking about thousands and thousands of individuals that now can do this for a living. And what about all the busy, overtime, overworked families in America that this is a real benefit for? What about seniors who can't pop in the car, zip down to the grocery store, get around, get back like they used to? So are there maybe now millions of families that look at this and say, well, yes, this is specialization of labor. I'm better off spending my time doing this while I can pay a little bit extra for somebody else to do that. Specialization of labor, one of the oldest economic principles known to the history of economics. Could that start to create now new jobs, new shopper jobs? And the answer over time, I believe, is yes. I actually tried to work through some of these numbers to see how this could actually play out. So I've identified that Yes, things are changing. Let's look at it this way. And I've identified that these companies like Shipt and Instacart, they do a phenomenal job. They can replace me getting in my car, going to the store, shopping on my own. It's already here. It's all already available. And again, quite frankly, I think that's the prescription of how the Krogers, the Publix of the world battle against what looks like this brand new combination. Amazon, who knows how to deliver, Whole Foods, who knows how to do healthy food. You put them together. Now it comes to your doorstep. Does that crush everybody else? No, because that's already happening. It just hasn't been publicized yet. You just haven't heard about it enough yet. And you will over the next year. So this has the DNA of a budding new industry. High value personal food nutrition shopping, whatever you want to call it, brought to the masses. It's not just the upper 1%ers. It's not just Kroger and Publix, but they better get on board, and every store will have to get on board. And again, I talked about last week, they're going to have to stop their cheesy food commercials and start partnering with these delivery companies to emphasize the fact that they can compete right away with the likes of the Whole Foods Amazon merger. So let's think about this creative destruction in another way. There are about 2.7 million grocery shop jobs in America, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS. And let's assume, according to a relatively recent Nielsen study that said that at least 20% of grocery shopping will be done online by 2025. That's a big number. Today, it's only about 4%. So a giant amount of growth in shifting towards the Reinas of the world bringing groceries to your door instead of you going to get them. So let's look at this creative destruction process here. Again, new creative destruction just means new innovation takes away existing jobs, but it because it replaces them with technology, but it adds back new jobs with new opportunities, just like we talked about with ATMs. What about the destruction standpoint? Well, let's think about destruction for a minute. Let's assume that we move today from the 4% to 20% of all groceries they get delivered. Well, if that happens, let's assume we lose 15% of the traditional grocery workforce because stores are just going to get smaller. So you have 2.7 million jobs or in the grocery industry, minus 15% of all those jobs due to store contraction. That's about 400,000 jobs lost. Less square footage, less need for people. Let's also assume that about 30% of all cashiers go away as well. And there are about 1 million cashiers from my research. That's another 300,000 jobs. So we have a total industry contraction of 700,000 jobs. That's the destruction side. When we get back from break, I want to talk about the creation side. How many new jobs could this potentially create? By the way, good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. That's where you've tuned in. Stay tuned for the creation of jobs right here, News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB, straight ahead.
To get to the truth, you need the facts, especially when you're shopping for a new car like the 2016 BMW X1. For instance, the facts are clear that the X1 outperforms both the Mercedes-Benz GLA 250 4MATIC and the Audi Q3 2.0T Quattro in both horsepower and 0-60 time. It's also a fact that the X1 has 9.9 more cubic feet of rear cargo space than the Mercedes-Benz GLA 250 4MATIC and 10.4 cubic feet more than the Audi Q3 2.0T Quattro. So now that you know the facts about the BMW X1, choosing the sports activity vehicle that was awarded best-in-class performance, cargo space, and headroom should be a little easier. Hurry in and test drive the X1 today and see for yourself how good the truth can feel. BMW, we only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine. Based on BMW X1 xDrive 28i versus Mercedes-Benz GLA 250 4MATIC and Audi Q3 2.0 T Quattro.
Through June 13th, lease a 2017 BMW X1 for as low as $319 per month at your Atlanta area BMW centers. Visit BMWATL.com for more details.
This insider financial tip is brought to you by Associated Credit Union. Thinking of